League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Do you eat, sleep, and breathe golf? Do you love to explore? And most importantly, do you just want to have some fun? Well, then welcome to Talking Golf Getaways with Mitch and Darren. Now here's the guy with all the questions, Mitch Lawrence, and the guy with all the answers, Darren Bunch.
Hi again, and welcome to Talking Golf Getaways with Mitch and Darren. I'm Mitch Lawrence in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, the seaside golf capital of the world. Darren Bunch out there on the western edge in California, as he always is, unless he's out on the road. And in this case, we're going to get a chance to hear about a great road trip that Darren took before meeting me up in Canada. And I can't wait to talk about New Brunswick, fantastic part of Canada. I know you're looking forward to it too, Darren.
Yes, definitely. And really, we're going to talk about St. Andrews in a way. But St. Andrews by the Sea, this would be in New Brunswick. And can't wait to talk about the Algonquin and some of the other things I found there in New Brunswick.
But first, excitement reigns here on the Talking Golf Getaways podcast, not only because it's a new year for golf and travel, which we obviously love, but because we want to welcome a fantastic new partner to our Golf Newsnet team. Two Under is an incredible company that makes, among a wide variety of products, high-performance men's athletic underwear. And Darren, we're going to be talking about Two Under often. There are so many great qualities to the various styles in the Two Under line. But one thing I know is this is not your grandfather's underwear. Everything else has evolved in terms of technology, and Two Under was literally the innovator, the leader in creating something under your pants, your shorts, and in our case, of course, under our plus fours, that truly makes a difference in the comfort and the enjoyment we feel while playing golf.
And Two Under underwear, and try to say that fast a few times, Two Under's proprietary Joey Pouch technology, hashtag asset management. It's uniquely comfortable. It's supportive environment for our most valuable assets, plus great fabrics designed to provide maximum comfort and confidence. Come in a huge variety of designs and colors.
And I have to say, Darren, and I know, let's say off the bat that this is a subject that you and I and probably most guys never really talked about, never thought about it, was underwear. But this is so different. And I can say from experience that the Joey Pouch changed my life. That's all I'm going to say. The Two Under underwear fits great. The fibers are great. There's a non-roll waistband that is absolutely fantastic. And without going into too much detail, they're no drip tip. Use your imagination. I am telling you, life-changing. And it's why golfers like William McGirt, David Toms, Jerry Kelly, and more wear Two Under. And how about this? Mike Dobbin, the Remax long drive tour player, whose longest drive is 551 yards. You think he could have done that without Two Under? I don't. They have an incredible lineup of athletes in other and often much more demanding sports as well. You can find out everything you want to know about Two Under at their website, Two Under, and that's the number two, and then the letters UNDR, twounder.com, on all the social media sites, at Two Under on Twitter and Instagram, and Two Under on Facebook.
And here's our way of letting you experience what Two Under is all about. If you go to the Two Under website at twounder.com and use the promo code GNN20. That's for Golf Newsnet, GNN20. You get 20% off the normal retail price. Again, that's promo code GNN20 equals 20% off. It's a great deal for what could easily become your personal emergency nine favorite piece of golf apparel you can't live without. So get your Two Under today.
Today. We're glad you found us as always. GolfNewsNet.com, iTunes Podcasts, Audio Boom, Stitcher are all the places you can go. Darren, you can find on social media at Getaways Golf on Twitter, at Golf Getaways on Instagram. You can find me on both at Mitch Lawrence, L-A-U-R-A-N-C-E. I hope you know that by now. Darren, let's get right to it. This was the beginning of an epic trip for both of us, but you got a chance to really have some great days in New Brunswick. Tell us about the Algonquin Resort, which has been around a long time, but has gone through recent facelifts and renovations and is now someplace that I really, really want to get to.
Yeah, the whole point of taking this trip was to see the renovations being done to the golf course at the Algonquin Resort, which is in St. Andrews by the Sea, really just over the border from Maine. You can get it there a couple of different ways. Obviously, you can fly into Bangor, Maine and drive across the border, which I think I'll do next time. I love that drive through Maine, and Maine is such a great state anyway. But you can also fly into Halifax and then take a flight over to St. John, and which you don't want to, by the way, if you're flying to St. John, you don't want to confuse it in Canadian airports with St. John's, which is out in Newfoundland. You could find yourself in the entirely wrong place of what you're trying to get to.
We know that that's happened. I think that could be the best tidbit of information that people might get in this podcast.
Yeah, because I saw people in the Halifax airport go to the wrong gates for that very thing, because there's an airport in St. John's and there's an airport in St. John, and one is in New Brunswick and the other one is in Newfoundland. So make sure you know where you're headed. But the Algonquin Resort, just what a great place. You and I love these old world hotels and resorts that have been there. The Algonquin, the resort dates back to 1889. The golf course dates back to 1894. There was a fire at the Algonquin. It got rebuilt years later, but it's still just an old historic building. Some say it's haunted. You can take a ghost tour late at night. I did not partake in that when it was offered to me.
You wimp.
Yeah.
You're a wimp.
There's no doubt about it, but I heard some of the stories that came out of that ghost tour, and they are pretty awesome. So I think anybody who really is into that kind of stuff definitely ought to take the ghost tour when they have a chance.
Well, what I loved in doing a little bit of research just to kind of catch up since you were there and I wasn't, but I love, it's like you said, we love these old places that have some real history to them. And it sounds like Algonquin, I loved, it said on the website that originally for a membership fee of $5, you could use the links in the clubhouse throughout the season. And in the 20s, the course, and this is obviously pretty important, it was renovated based on plans by Donald Ross. So the connection, we know Donald Ross got around and he did courses all over the place. But the fact that the plans that he put together for the golf course obviously really struck me.
Well, and $5, definitely worth every penny.
Well, $5 back then was, like 200 grand now. So, especially Canadian.
Yeah, the Algonquin, St. Andrews by the Sea is on the Bay of Fundy, which in its own right is just one of the amazing wonders of the world, to be honest with you. It has a 50-foot, now think about that, 50-foot, that's like me standing on your shoulders, standing on your brother's shoulders, standing on Shaq's shoulders, standing on, whatever other tall people we can think of, standing on other people's shoulders. 50 feet tidal change, which is just insane. When you see the tide go out and you see it come back in, it doesn't obviously come rushing back in all at one time like a giant tidal wave. It takes, I forget how many hours it is. I think it's every six, but don't quote me on that. It's got Minister's Island out in the middle of the bay there, not far from St. Andrews, which can only be accessed at low tide. I didn't go out there, but it's been described as kind of spooky and eerie out there, but totally beautiful and just such a strange, unique experience to be able to go over to this island that you can only access at low tide. It's an amazing place, and it's just a cool part of Canada that I hadn't got to experience. And now that I have, I'll certainly go back.
All right, so we're working our way to the golf course, which is a fantastic renovation by Rod Whitman and Keith Cutton. We'll talk about that in just a couple minutes. But you, if the word water slide comes in anywhere on a golf trip that you take, you seem drawn to it. I'm not as crazy about them, but that's the, that makes for a difference of opinions. But the water slide apparently got you hooked.
I want there to be good pool facilities at resorts I go to. I want to be able to go swimming and sit in a hot tub well into the evening. You know, I'm getting older. I'm certainly not as old as you, but I'm getting older, and I need that loosening up of the bones, especially after playing golf. But I also love a good water slide, and the Algonquin's got an epic one. Basically, you climb this giant, you know, I think it's like 2 or 3 story staircase, and you hop in this curvy, fully enclosed water slide. And during the day when you do it, the water slide starts inside, the tube goes outside the building and then comes back inside the building. And so during the day, you can see a little bit of the red glow from the light outside. But if you do it at night, it is completely pitch black. You have no idea where the curves are coming unless you can memorize them. You know, I think you know that I went on it enough times to memorize where all the curves were, because that's the kind of water slide aficionado I am. But it's a blast, and it's just a great pool facility and just another thing that you can do. And, you know, I had a fun time. I went to the water slide twice, and I was only there for 2 days, Mitch.
One of the things that I find interesting is that you would not take the ghost tour, but you're willing to slide in an epic water slide that's completely pitch black during the night.
Well, because I'm not expecting someone to spook me or jump out of a corner and scare me when I'm on the water slide.
Well, see, I think they should combine the two. If they could have a ghost thing in the water slide, then you got something, Charlie. That's the way I look at it.
I'm going to suggest that.
All right. Let's talk about the food. I want to hear about these golf courses, but there's a couple of things here of interest. The food, as we know, is always important. And you talked about the chef at Algonquin like you might have as well have been talking about the greatest rock star in history. You love the chef at the Algonquin.
Well, we've been on an epic run of food. So many great places that we've eaten. And, you know, our friend Diana at Golf Kitchen, we're always talking to mm-hmm. her about new chefs that she should be featuring. And I told her immediately that Chef Ron Kneebone, another one of the great names out there, Chef Ron Kneebone is a star. This guy and his team, unbelievable. I had some sous vide lobster that was just, I still can think about it to this day. I can taste it. I had a mushroom dish one night that presented like a tartare. It tasted like meat, and it was easily the best mushroom dish I've ever had in my life. They did torched, made-to-order s'mores with a graham cracker cookie, and they also did a beer pretzel dessert one night. The place has killer breakfast, plus the golf course has its own restaurant. It has great food. I mean, you could just eat your way through St. Andrews by the Sea without even leaving the Algonquin golf course or the resort.
You did put up some video of the made-to-order s'mores, which I have to say looked mind-boggling to me. Again, enough to just get you on a plane and go up to New Brunswick and St. Andrews by the Sea. But let's move to what I have experienced. I wasn't at the Algonquin, but thanks to two new friends of yours and mine for life, I have had the pleasure of experiencing Sortilage.
Well, two wonderful PR people, Denise Bradbury and Anna Lee Venue. I don't know that I say that correctly because I can't speak the French the way you can. But they turned us on to Sortilage, and I kind of describe it to people as Canada's version of Fireball. It is maple whiskey, and it's like drinking pancakes. I don't know how to explain it to people, but it is so good and so smooth and so sweet and so wonderful. And they sell it in the little alcohol shop, spirit shop there in St. Andrews by the Sea. We got an entire bottle of it that then I brought, and you and I drank our way through Nova Scotia, filling our flasks with it. And I still have not figured out how to get it here in the States, but I'm working on it and I'm going to find a way because I need more sortilage in my life.
And I do too. And I think it's top of priority for both of us. I mean, people who listen to the show know that you and I are single malt guys. We're starting to expand into great rye and bourbon whiskey and all different kinds of things. But you had talked about sortilage with me before I got up there and met you. And sometimes there's hyperbole involved in our world today without going into it. But this was not hyperbole. This was a revelatory experience of sortilage. I have to agree.
Oh, man, it is such a great drink to drink on the golf course. It's just so tasty. I would probably, you know, sometimes you reserve yourself to take a drink from the flask every time you make a birdie. But with sortilage, I would just, any time I hit basically a golf shot, I think I would take a sip.
You don't have to convince me. All right. You mentioned out on the golf course. Let's move to the golf course. And this is a really interesting story. As we said, a lot of history at Algonquin, Donald Ross, and over the years, it has obviously gone through some changes, but the most recent one, and these are two of the biggest names in Canadian golf as far as designers, architects, Rod Whitman, Darren, we'll talk about him, Keith Cutton, who's going to be on the show with us to talk about Algonquin, looking forward to that. But tell us a little bit about the renovation that you got to experience. It's in progress, but talk about the golf course at Algonquin.
Well, one of the biggest things, I mean, there's a lot of waterfront acreage on this golf course. And over the years, it had kind of been covered up by trees. And so one of the things they're doing is just opening up the water views. You can see Maine from the golf course, which is kind of an interesting thing. And, you know, by doing that, opening up the water views, working on some of the holes, they're amping up the fun factor. And, you know, when it's all said and done, the Algonquin will have a stellar play, stay and play experience. And, you know, it'll rival a lot of resorts that you want to go to just for an all-inclusive golf and stay and play experience. It's certainly got the food. It's certainly got the golf. It's got the great rooms and the great history, and it's in a really cool little town. So, you know, it is a vacation spot for, I think, groups, couples, friends, you name it, to go play golf.
And it's such a cool part of the world. I mean, this whole part of between New Brunswick, Nova Scotia, Cape Breton Island, this part of Canada is just off the charts as far as I'm concerned to go up and take a trip. You moved on to Fredericton, a short visit, the capital of New Brunswick. Talk about that and Kingswood, which looks really interesting.
Yeah, Kingswood Entertainment Complex was kind of added to the trip. And, you know, it's a fun Cook Huxham design. Much more fun than I expected, to be honest with you. Had lots of interesting holes. I was playing a match with our friend Anita Draycott, the great Canadian golf writer, and I lost a pair of socks to her in the match. People who are familiar with our friend Catherine Dyson, Kathy plays all of her matches for socks. The loser has to buy the other person a pair of socks in the pro shop. So Anita and I took that on, and I had won a pair of socks from Kathy on a previous trip to Alabama, and then I ended up losing a pair of socks to Anita when she just stomped me into the ground at Kingswood. But it's such a great golf course that I don't know why I didn't expect it to be, but it is. It's a lot of fun. It's got a Sam Snead's Bar and Grill with tons of memorabilia and great food. It's got a short course there. And then it's part of a big entertainment complex where you've got games and bowling and all kinds of cool stuff for kids. They're building a hotel right there that'll have views of the first fairway. You know, Kingswood is just, it's kind of a destination all its own. And if you happen to be going through New Brunswick, if you're driving and touring New Brunswick, you got to stop in Fredericton and go to Kingswood. But there's a lot more to Fredericton as well.
Why don't you tell us about it?
That was an epic transition.
Well, I figure, you know, I wasn't there. I think if anybody's going to talk about it, it'd be you.
Yeah. One of the other places, when I was there, I stayed downtown in Fredericton at and another just great name. I mean, we've had so many great names that we've encountered. The Lord Beaverbrook Hotel. Got to be right up there as one of my favorites. It's a Crowne Plaza now, but the building dates back to the 1940s. It's right downtown. It's in walking distance to the Lunar Rogue Pub, one of these just great places that you got to check out. It has great food, but most importantly to you and me, one of the best Scotch collections you'll find possibly anywhere in the world. More than 500 different types, and owner Frank Scott there, who puts on a spirit festival there in New Brunswick. He's like a drinking encyclopedia to sit with and taste whiskey. I mean, this guy, if you love whiskey and you love talking about it and drinking it and tasting it, if you get a chance to have dinner with Frank Scott sometime, you've just got to do it.
Well, that as you were going and you were again getting in touch with me, knowing how we both feel about Scotch and great single malt, that place to me looked like worthy of a trip just by itself.
Oh, definitely, definitely, definitely. There's so much great Scotch that we drank there. Sampled a little bit of our favorite Highland Park, and just others that I'd never heard of. Some that were old favorites, and there was plenty of drinking done that evening.
It's amazing you remember any of this trip, given the way you ended it. All right, great stuff as always. The beginning of an epic Canadian golf getaways trip that I caught up with Darren after this, and we'll be talking about that and much more as we go. But thanks for the info on St. Andrews by the Sea, New Brunswick, and Algonquin, Kingswood, all those great places. Darren, I know we always, these are the kind of trips up there that you and I look forward to, and hopefully we can get back up there pretty soon.
Oh, definitely. Definitely want to get back to the Algonquin and spend some time there. It is a place that we need to take the wives. That would be my wife, Jill, and your wife, Ava. I think we could have a lot of fun and do a little sortilage damage while we were there.
I was going to say, hail sortilage. That's the way we should leave it. Thanks for listening. Couldn't do it without you guys. Hit us up on Twitter, Darren at Getaways Golf, me at Mitch Lawrence. Use hashtag Talking Golf Getaways, hashtag Emergency 9. We'll be coming up with some more great Emergency 9 episodes. 2 haggis bags, 2 sortilage bags. That one would work for me. I got to tell you, that one would work for me.
Hashtag water slide bag.
Well, that would work for you. So we're different. But whatever you do, get in touch, share us with your friends on social media, rate us on iTunes. We just want to spread the word about the best in golf travel. Thanks for being with us. A dream trip to New Brunswick and St. Andrews by the Sea, taken by Darren. Take your own dream trip and take it away, Tom Petty. So long.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.